Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. It is a leap year this year. Following the Gemini controversy of the LLM giving extremely bizarre answers based on historical figures, Google CEO Sundar Pichai addressed the issue on Tuesday, calling the AI app's problematic responses around race unacceptable, adding there will be structural changes to fix the problem. Last week, Google suspended image creation in Gemini after Gemini refused to depict images of white people, inserting photos of women or people of color when prompted to create images of Vikings, Nazis, or the Pope. Pichai says, I know that some of its responses have offended our users and shown bias. To be clear, that's completely unacceptable and we got it wrong. As for a fix, Pichai says, our teams have been working around the clock to address these issues. We're already seeing a substantial improvement on a wide range of prompts. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported on Tuesday that Apple has officially canceled its electric car effort, internally known as Project Titan. Apple COO Jeff Williams and Kevin Lynch, also an Apple employee, have been leading the Apple Car project since 2021, and employees were reportedly surprised by the news internally on Tuesday, given to the more than 2,000 people who were working on the Apple Car project. At least some of those employees are said to be moving to Apple's AI team, which is led by John Gianandrea, but Gurman sources say there will also be layoffs. Rumors of Apple's electric car efforts have been around since back in 2014 and have ranged from a fully autonomous vehicle to a scaled-back software version, with the most recent rumors giving whatever the company was actually working on a 2028 release date. RIP. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that Vision Pro demand is higher than Apple originally expected for the device, with U.S. shipments expected to hit 200 to 250,000 units in 2024. Apple originally said it expected somewhere between 150 and 200,000 units. Kuo says he estimates that the current return rate has also dropped to around 1%. Vision Pro shipping times have also improved to 3 to 5 days. Kuo says he thinks this is a combination of relatively high U.S. demand and also plans to roll out sales to other countries in the coming months. He also says he visited a production line devoted to the repair and refurbishment of Vision Pro returned items, suggesting that if you're buying the product today, whether it's new or refurbished, you have a good idea of what you want and why you're buying it. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order designed to limit Americans' personal data being sold to countries of concern. The order says the bulk sale of geolocation, genomic, financial, biometric, health, and other personally identifying information poses a national security risk. The order bars data brokers and other companies from selling large troves of Americans' personal information to countries or entities in Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela, either directly or indirectly. companies' ability to sell data as part of cloud service contracts, investment agreements, and employee agreements will also likely be affected. In news that is not going to please the robot haters, Swedish fintech firm Klarna says its AI assistant now does the work of 700 people after Klarna laid off 700 people. Klarna partnered with OpenAI back in 2023 to offer ChatGPT technology as a plugin for shopping. And last month, Klarna took its OpenAI-powered virtual assistant global, now saying the bot handles customer communications very well, makes shoppers happier, and even drives better financial results. Klarna says the chatbot now handles two-thirds of all customer service chats, which amounts to around 2.3 million conversations, and some estimates showing it improving Klarna's profits by $40 million this year. Universal Music Group and TikTok didn't renew a license for UMG distributed music. Around 3 million songs disappeared as a result from TikTok, sometimes causing some posts that were already public to be muted entirely. A separate deal covered songs published by UMG writers. That deal ends at the end of this week. If a new agreement isn't reached, around 4 million more songs won't be available on TikTok, which is going to make even more music muted and more people unhappy. Since it's based on a songwriter, this means it won't be consistent by artist either. Some songs from an artist might remain up. Any that have contributions from a UMG songwriter might go away. Nintendo is suing the developers of emulator Yuzu in U.S. federal court, alleging that Yuzu violates the anti-circumvention and anti-trafficking provisions of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA. Nintendo also accuses Yuzu of copyright infringement, arguing that Yuzu is primarily designed to circumvent several layers of Nintendo Switch encryption so its users can play copyrighted Nintendo games. Nintendo wants Yuzu to lose its domain names, URLs, chat rooms, and social media presence, also giving yuzu-emu.org to Nintendo, and also cease and destroy Yuzu hard drives to help wipe out the emulator altogether. All that plus money and damages. Whew. Finally, the Humane AI Pin, it's a little square that you wear on your shirt for voice-activated assistance, is going to start shipping out in March in the U.S. and arrive for customers in mid-April. It is going to cost $700. It's also going to be $24 per month because you're getting continuous service. You get a phone number, unlimited data, and you can also ask any question and get an unlimited number of answers spoken back to you or projected on any surface. Humane partnered with T-Mobile for data service in the U.S., just announced that South Korea is going to be its next market in partnership with SK Telecom. SK Telecom will also license Humane's Cosmos, you get it, for use in its AI products. SK Telecom announced partnership with the AI search engine Perplexity on Monday as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.